Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The combination of flowers and glimmering moonlight bring a remarkable sight at Beinhard Museum and Gardens. In studio for a preview of Moonlight in the Gardens coming up this Friday and other activities at Beinhard is Executive Director Ralph Calhoun. Ralph, good to see you.
Good to be here, Bob. Thanks.
Moonlight in the Garden. Tell us about some of the sights around the garden we can enjoy coming up Friday.
Well, we've been doing Moonlight for a few years now, and it's just an event that I really enjoy. I think people, they come out, they see the garden during the daytime, and if you come back in the evening, it's a very different place. There are flowers that kind of poke out that maybe you didn't see before, the whites, the yellows that show up more in the moonlight, different animal noises and things at nighttime than you have during the day. And it's just it's a different experience for people. It's something that I've always enjoyed, and we try to make that available a few times during the summer.
What are some of the flowers that you enjoy seeing?
Oh, gosh. Right now, what have we got blooming? We've got a lot of annuals going on. Mm-hmm. Maybe the most striking right now are probably hydrangeas. We've got some, they're perennials. They keep coming back. And we've got them in all the ranges of blue almost to white. Hydrangeas, the color of the blossoms based on the pH of the soil, so you can see some changes in the pH as you go through.
Yeah. That's going to be going on with Elsong Gardens. At the same time, Ralph, you're going to be conducting some director's tours. What will you be sharing in those
right.
guided tours?
Every moonlight is different. Sometimes we have concerts. Sometimes we'll open up one or two pieces of the museums. This time we're doing director's tours of the Bible Museum. And I like to take people through. I point out the items that I enjoy, the things that I like. Probably the biggest thing that a lot of people haven't seen yet are 14 Stations of the Cross. It's an exhibit of 14 statues done by an artist named Gibbs Singleton. And they're phenomenal. When I talk about Singleton and people don't know who he is, I remind them that in the early 70s when the Pietà was damaged, you may remember there was a vandal who hit it with a hammer. Gibbs Singleton was the artist who was called in to repair it. And as I say, if at some point the Pope calls you in to fix a Michelangelo statue, you're a pretty good sculptor. And it's just not some guy off the street.
And you don't say no.
I guess not. I don't know. I'd be kind of scared to do that myself. So it's that level of sculpture. I mean, these are incredible pieces. They illustrate the trial of Christ on up to Golgotha and then his internment in the tomb. Actually, it doesn't have a resurrection piece, which is part of the history of them, but it's 14 stations. We'll talk about those, and then we'll go through, and there are a lot of Bibles that have really interesting stories, and there are four or five of those that I always like to point out to people. And then we always, at the end of a tour, get questions, some of which I can answer and some of which I can't.
A quick story on a Bible.
Okay.
Just as a little teaser of one that's housed at Beinhard.
I think one of my two favorites is, it's called the Sauer Bible. It's S-A-U-R. It's a family name. These guys were Quaker pacifists just outside of Philadelphia. And the third edition of their Bible, actually the British soldiers during the Revolutionary War used the paper to make gun wads. So they actually twist gunpowder in there and use that to shoot at the Americans. And it's incredibly ironic. Here you've got these pacifists and their Bible is being used to shoot at people. And I think that's a fascinating story.
Wow. Just to take a look at the Bible, the pages, and to think they were used in that manner.
To shoot, yeah.
Well, of course, lots of great things going on. You've got the Moonlight in the Gardens. You have the tours, but also a nice little refreshment provided as well.
Traditional with our Moonlight in the Gardens, we've got Coke floats. the we get Coke from Coca-Cola here locally, and then the creamery gives us vanilla ice cream, and people just love it. They come through. We've learned to put the Coke in first and the ice cream in second. You don't get as much foam that way, but also you get a little bit more Coke, and people love it, and it's very nostalgic. Yeah.
Lots of great things going on. Also, coming up later this month, I believe, around
right.
the special session. At
Friday the 27th, mm-hmm. we've got a free program on bromeliads, which are anything from air plants, if you've got little air plants that you have. Pineapples or bromeliads. You see a lot of bromeliads actually in the conservatory at the museum. They're plants that typically live on other plants. They're not parasites, or they may live in rocky areas, things like that. And they keep a lot of their water within. Well, some classes of bromeliads actually have little cups almost that they form, and they keep their own water in there.
With the Moonlight event, what are some of the comments, some of the conversations you hear from folks being able to get out? I mean, you know, kind of getting into summer and just, I guess, really an opportune time to be able to see something like this.
Well, like I was saying about the Coke floats, it's very nostalgic. Mm-hmm. And you get grandparents in there with grandkids. And it's just a time for folks to reminisce. I think lots of times I think museums are important for nostalgia as we are for just straight on history. It gives people a chance to go back. It gives families a chance to share with each other. And, you know, I always say it's a good place. You go out and have dinner, come over to the Bead and Horn. This is from 7 to 10. It's a great place to end a date or have, you know, part of your date activity. Just be a nice romantic stroll through the garden.
There is an admission fee
right.
to the garden that night.
Yeah.
And, of course, it all gets underway coming up Friday at 7 o'clock, Elsong Gardens with Moonlight in the Gardens. Ralph conducting the director's tours at well at Bead and Horn. And, of course, don't forget the Coke floats. It's all coming up this Friday. Ralph, someone would like to find out more information. How can you do so?
We're on the web, bmuseum.org or 387-5281.
Moonlight in the Garden this Friday. Ralph Calhoun, Executive Director at the Bead and Horn Gardens. Ralph, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room anytime at kedm.org.